Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Matt Layton. Labor's industrial relations reforms are a step closer to passing federal parliament after securing a crucial vote. The Albanese government's agreed to extra concessions in order to get independent Senator David Pocock on board. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says one of them makes the rules apply for businesses with more than 20 employees.
This is a sensible proposition, and Labor's been prepared to sit down with business, with unions, with the crossbench, with civil society, to work through the legislation to ensure that any improvements that can be offered have been taken up.
Daniel Andrews can lay out his agenda for the next 4 years after locking in a third term as Victorian Premier. Liberal leader Matthew Guy has confirmed he's stepping down from the role following a second consecutive election loss. Mr. Andrews says he appreciated Mr. Guy's phone call last night to concede defeat.
I was grateful that he rang. I was very grateful that he wished me and my family all the best, and I wished him and his family all the best. And I said to him, I know it's not easy. It can't be easy. But all the best to you and the family.
Two high-profile candidates will enter Parliament, ex-tennis player Sam Groff and Strictly Ballroom star Paul Mercurio. A cruise ship grappling a COVID outbreak will arrive in Perth later this week. The Queen Elizabeth was scheduled to dock in Bali, but is now being diverted. And a concerning new study into the nighttime habits of our kids has found some as young as 7 are regularly up in the middle of the night texting their mates. The AFLW Grand Final between Brisbane and Melbourne is underway. The Demons have their sights set on lifting the Premiership Cup for the first time. And the Socceroos' attention turns to Thursday's World Cup clash against Denmark, with a victory sealing their progression to the round of 16. Aussie captain Matt Ryan says the side won't get carried away after last night's 1-0 victory over Tunisia.
It's probably a sort of pinch yourself sort of moment. We're very motivated. We're very hungry for more, and we'll enjoy this, like I said. But we're already focused for, you know, the last game and wanting to pass through the group stage.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.